I don't think we did not introduce the show. Welcome to Papaya 9.
Papaya 9, not news, with Neil and Jonas.
Papaya 9, not news,
with Neil and Jonas.
One, so you know the NBA during the anthem has been kneeling during the anthem. And one player stood today. Jonathan Isaac of the Orlando Magic.
But you think he stood just like out of a political statement or because he is like
He said the teachings of Jesus Christ influenced his life and decisions and insists after much thought the kneeling of demonstration wasn't right for him. So he thinks God, there's something in him that compels him that God is, Jesus Christ is saying to stand.
Maybe he's like, I'll only kneel for Jesus.
The tough thing is that he plays for the Magic.
Mm.
And so you know they just got balled the fuck out right after that. Imagine summoning all the courage in the world.
Right.
To like, I'm going to make this big stand and then getting like 6 points, three rebounds.
Yikes. After you prayed. Damn.
His teammates are like... There's one teammate that's next to him just looking at him incredulously.
Like, really?
Right, yeah.
Do you think it was just like everyone gets up? Everyone, or it was like they go outside and then everyone gets to the knee and he stays up? Or was it a moment he's on his knee and he looks around and he's like... He does a stand. Everyone's like, what?
Yeah. He the whole thing up.
Like it's a move?
You know what?
Missed the whole
Fuck
thing.
Fuck this shit. Or maybe he had to tie his other shoe and he got caught in the middle.
Man, dude. I feel for guys like that, man. They want to put Christ in basketball, man. Yeah, you gotta come correct.
Dude, we know Jesus could not have hooped in the league. There's no way. You see his body.
Right, come on, dog. I just feel like you know if Jesus has your back like that.
You don't have to say anything about it.
You know if Jesus has your back like that. You know?
Yeah.
Like Moses couldn't approach Pharaoh like that. You know, like,
yeah.
You know, so you gotta, you know, he knew what he had with Jesus, man. You gotta know.
There is like the feeling of having the spirit with you, and then also like kind of the slight ego of like, I need to say something.
Yeah.
I need to like make a point.
Right. You brought him in and you know, you lost.
But they have a platform, you know, it's like They all the players are saying it's great that we have this platform. It's like, yeah, here's my opinion.
Yeah.
And it's different, but like...
And what they want to do with it.
It's the platform.
Yeah. That all depends on what they want to do with it.
Right. I think, that's interesting.
Yeah.
It's an interesting PR move. Again, I mean, I'm going to look up Jonathan Isaac's stats just so we can... I know from what I've seen, like clip-wise, he's like a solid young player, but... Okay, so tonight...
Oh, yo, really? Had a good game? Game of his life?
Dude, 16 minutes, 16 points.
Ooh.
6 for 7 field goals, 2 for 2 on 3, 6 rebounds.
Wow. Looks like this guy's going to be standing a couple of times.
Yeah, other bench players are going to like, oh, shit, I got to. Yeah.
Dude, how?
I want to get a contract. Yeah,
So have the games been without like the people? I just see they put pictures of people on the seats.
Yes, they have people get a Zoom link.
Yeah. Oh, really?
We got to get a Papaya 9 Zoom link into the games, man.
Yeah, yeah.
How do we do this?
Wait, is it just me or do they pipe in some sounds?
They do. Okay. They have some crowd noises, but people are watching on a virtual screen. It's actually not that weird to not have the crowd.
Yeah. Well, watching it, I was just like, okay, this doesn't seem so bad.
It didn't feel that crazy.
I think it's weirder for the athletes to be honest.
Probably.
I think you would notice more if they didn't have those crowd noises. Because when I was like hearing, I was like, are there people, more people than there's less people? Yeah. But it sounds like they're just piped in.
Yeah.
Piped in sound.
It's a little tinny.
Yeah.
And so I think they need to take that out. Yeah. Like, I think if you want to like red pill us with like the, okay, so there's no fans. Yeah. You're going to hear things. Yeah. Give us the full thing.
Yeah.
Put us like, you know what I mean?
That'll feel like a college game. You know, like they're not going to.
Let's do it.
Wow.
You know, if this is like a...
College ball is more exciting anyway.
Way better.
Yeah, yeah. College ball is way more exciting.
Oh, that's so true. Yeah. College ball is it's always... Yeah, man. There's just that energy to it. It's like,
right.
You're right there.
What do the cheerleaders do? I mean...
There are no cheerleaders. Are they there? Are there cheerleaders? I didn't see cheerleaders.
Okay. I don't know who they're cheering on.
Either team.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I guess. Do you think they just have one set of cheerleaders for...
I mean, with no people.
With no people. That's true. There's nothing to lead.
Yeah. Right. You're not cheering
on the athlete. Nothing to lead for the cheerlead.
Yeah.
Right. The athletes are in the locker room. We're not out here. We don't need this
You're not getting anyone, like, pumped up.
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. You know, so it's... What?
He's got like the t-shirt cannon, but it just hits the wall. And
one of the cutouts. One of the cutouts.
Puts a hole through the back. Yeah. God dang.
Yeah, man.
The fucking mascot's there on a unicycle. You know?
They still have a halftime show. Nobody's there.
Yeah, the players got to clean it up.
Yeah.
There's nothing. So I don't even know how that works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see they had Adam Brody? Not Adam Brody. Brody Stevens as a cutout? At a baseball game.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
I saw that.
That's love.
And then I saw that Anthony Jeselnik posted. It was like, it's only fitting that during their showing his cutout, they in the middle of it they kind of had a commercial, where it's like a side by side. They were doing a commercial while showing that cutout.
Oh.
Yeah. Shout out to Brody one time, man.
Shout out
to him. That's a good dude, man.
I don't think I'm understanding the joke.
It's supposed to be almost like a memorial for his, like, well, I don't know if they know about him or just that he was dead, but they were showing this cutout, and then you're seeing it, slowly an M&M's commercial moves his picture smaller so they can make an M&M's commercial.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
That's a great Brody Stevens bit from beyond the grave.
That's really you know what? Funny. We'll take it. Yeah. We'll take it.
But baseball.
Yeah.
Have you? Are you a baseball fan? I don't know.
I'm not the biggest.
You like baseball, Alan?
I do like the hats.
I like going to it.
I love baseball hats.
Hats.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hats.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a Marlins.
You got a Marlins hat on right now.
Right. We talked about my favorite logo.
Oh, yeah, the Cleveland Indians logo.
Right. We talked about that.
Yes.
Yeah, talked about that.
That was 2 weeks ago. Dude.
Right. I was telling Neil, I didn't even know that was offensive. That's like that Indian kid with the feather.
Yeah.
My favorite NBA. It just looks so friendly. I've seen the mascot multiple times in person. Nice guy.
Yeah.
I didn't get racist vibes from him.
Yeah.
No.
You know?
The guy's not racist. It's the person who's getting money to put the guy's face on the thing.
Right.
Yeah.
They're the racists. Right.
Well, it worked. He was just friendly. He was always smiling.
Yeah.
He remembered my name
one time. Listen, man. Listen. I think if you like the logo... Wear the hat.
But I can't find the logo no more, though.
I got rid of it.
It's eradicated.
Yeah.
It's a collectible now. I think, well, we were talking, I think they got to change it. I think they need to lean into the Indian and just have it be like a big, like, maybe like a big Gandhi, smiling Gandhi.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah. Really go in on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like a group of Indian uncles with the Armani jeans and the black loafers just sitting outside the corner shop. That's the Indians I know.
What are the five brown guys? Just make it a restaurant.
Yeah.
Five brown guys.
Pack of cigarettes. No one's smoking.
Yeah. Nobody's going. Five. No, man. Yeah. So I love the logo.
Yeah.
I love the logo. Very tattable.
Oh. You do the Gandhi, you can have a hunger strike night where nobody serves any food.
Food. Nobody serves nothing. Yeah. Nobody anything at all.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
You just wear the hat hungry.
The players have to wear jerseys made out of like wool, like hand spun cotton.
that's what you gotta do.
Mascot. That's hilarious, man. Mascot's just a hunger strike guy.
Yeah, we got to table that idea. I think we got something here.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Cleveland.
Yeah.
Hit us up.
That's better than what they got now. They just got the C. It's just a C now.
You know what? It's a C. They'll figure something out. I think it's just interim stuff.
Okay, because it's pretty lazy.
Well, you got it. You got to just make those types of moves to kind of quiet the noise a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then they'll change it.
All right. Well,
baseball. Yeah, baseball's back. Basketball's back. I'm very happy. Very happy. Right. Jonathan Isaac, hell of a game tonight.
Yeah.
Got to give him credit.
Yeah.
Got to give him credit. Got to give him credit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for that game, huh? Yeah.
You,
gotta
you want to know career stats?
Yeah. Don't give him credit for that.
Okay, so career this year, he was playing 30 minutes a game, 12 points a game, 47% shooting, 34% from three, six rebounds. Not horrible. But not like God was like on his side. You know?
No, that wasn't God. That was God.
But tonight was some God numbers.
Looking out for
I think, you know, a little Holy Spirit was passing by. I had a little something extra to
give.
They
won, man.
You know what I'm saying? Holy Spirit sprinkled a little something, something.
A little bit, man. And you know, that's the maybe that's what the Holy Spirit can do. It can motivate you.
Yeah. You might not win the game, but, you know, it'll just be for him. That's for him. That's his stats.
That's right. Those are his stats.
Yeah. I always wanted to, and he played for the Magics, right?
The Magic, yeah.
Yeah. How are they doing now overall?
So they're in the seventh seed in the playoffs. So, I mean, they're going to be in the playoffs.
Wow.
Dude.
I didn't know the Magics were good back then when I was watching that Jordan documentary.
Oh, yeah. They were a team.
I didn't know they were as solid as they were. I forgot. I forgot, actually.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my gosh.
They had a little window there. It was Penny Hardaway and Shaq.
Yeah.
Horace never played with them, right?
Horace did play with them.
He played with them, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Grief.
It's also weird to see the Phoenix Suns being a powerhouse for a little bit. It's like, oh, that's interesting.
Not just the worst team in the league.
Right.
I mean, such talent wasted.
But I just feel like, again, like what I was talking about, like the mentality is like all the same. Like all these coaches have like the same mentality of like just growing these guys to be amazing. You know, like that was a mentality. It's not there no more. Now, like every team just wants to trade.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to groom no talent now. You got to come in hot.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
I know.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were talking about the Stephon Marbury doc.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of basketball. This is going to be a basketball documentary episode.
You know, we were talking about the Stephon Marbury thing.
Yeah.
We'll get to the other TV show thing really soon.
Oh, yeah.
But the Marbury doc was really interesting because we were talking about he came in the pride of Coney Island.
Right.
The community loved him. His family loved him. He had all this support. And yet the perception of him in the league was like troublemaker, ego. He wants too much money.
Do you think it was set up?
And this is the question. Did they not want to give him his money?
Right.
And so they're like, oh, he's troublesome.
Well, here's the thing. Okay.
Because Duke could ball.
Right.
When
I was a kid in New York, all I heard was like, the rumor was like America kicked him out. And I remember being a kid and I was like, America could kick out basketball players?
Right.
Are you serious? George Bush is watching the NBA and kicking people out? Like, that's what I thought as a kid. I was just like, damn, this guy must be powerful, dude.
That's really fun.
Yeah.
I like how much power you gave to the president. Dude, or like you thought the president did.
I was like, they really care. Like, I've been to Coney Island. I don't care about nobody.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me? Like, I thought they kicked him out. So it was nice to see them clear that up. Like,
yeah, that was nice. We went back.
He left.
The ending was crazy.
Right.
The ending was wild.
Yeah.
You think that was staged?
They just waited so long to introduce him.
I know.
I thought they were never going to bring him.
Yeah.
I was the whole time. I was like,
yeah. Yeah. It goes to China. You're like, maybe in China?
Right. Yeah. Right.
And then and he kind of shows up in China. And you're like,
he's just casually eating dumplings. Yeah. So I'm like, he's been here the whole time. We're almost done.
Yo, that is an interesting move to be like, hey, I don't want to talk about my past. Right. Like, I don't want to relive those moments. Like, talk to my family. Mm-hmm. Talk to my sisters. Talk to my mom and my dad. They'll tell you what went down. That's really fascinating, you know.
It seems
the way they crafted the narrative. Sorry, go ahead.
Right. No, I think that's intentional. I think his team may have wanted that, you know.
Yeah, and then China, he's like revered. Right. They got a statue of him in China.
Yeah.
So, did you see this, Alan?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the ending of it. So, it's not spoiling for any in this room.
No. Okay. I've seen the ending.
The ending is Stephon. So they tell his whole career arc, and then Stephon is in a barbershop in Coney Island.
Right.
And then there's a kid there.
Yeah.
And
with the same exact name.
With the exact same name, Stephon. and the kid's getting a haircut, and then Stefan's like, I used to get that haircut, right? And then the kid is, you know, he's like, Stefan's giving him like kind of like, you know what I mean? Like pearls of wisdom, like really great life nuggets. Advice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I wouldn't, I don't know. I wouldn't call it wisdom. I think it was just... I think he was just trying to open his mind up. There was one time where like, I think it was like, there was like a scene in there where like, he was like talking to, he was like, yeah, you know, you'll be the president one day. I'm like, he's never going to be the president.
Yeah. That was an emotional one.
Yeah. I'm like, you're eating chicken fingers right now. You're not going to be the president of the United States. Don't lie to this kid.
Right.
You know, but he was just trying to get him to open his mind up.
Yeah.
That I do get.
The possibility,
New
York only. New York boroughs, and LA too, is like, you can meet a dude in Brooklyn who's just never left Brooklyn his whole life. That's a very common thing out there.
Yeah. I mean, same for people, I think about people from my hometown in Iowa. Stay there, live life, they're living it.
Really?
Loving it, man. But yeah, but people, it will just,
I guess that's in every, that's everywhere.
Yeah. There's everywhere, for sure.
Who just never left, won't go.
Mm-hmm. They like the comfort. No way.
Yeah, so.
Like the comfort, but Stefan... He liked the comfort too.
Dude, I think he was more comfortable in China, man.
I think so. He got so far away from it, like, really removed him. Holy shit.
I mean, well, here's the thing. I mean, pretty much all of his vices are legal there. You know, I mean, I don't know if you saw, like, the closing ceremony, but, like, dude, just Asian chicks crying over a black guy. I was just like, just swimming in this Asian tang. Just my daughter doing backstrokes in this. He just been milking this whole time. Dude, I'm telling you, man, when you're American, they'll take care of you, man.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure if you went to India, they would have taken care of him the same way.
Nah, India doesn't roll like that.
Well, I think it matters if he's winning. If he's winning,
he was winning. He didn't get him like hella championship.
China does seem like that kind of highbrow shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like elite shit. Like, oh, we'll take care of you. Yeah. You know?
Right. You know,
we'll take you to the island.
You're right.
Off of Taiwan, you know what I'm saying?
Because didn't he get at least two titles for his team?
He did.
The Beijing Ducks?
Dude, he played really well in China. And like, you know, those Chinese players are solid.
Right. The reporters were so disrespectful, asking him questions. Like, they were, one dude was like, Mr. Ma Baby, tonight is your last game. Are you going to put up 60 points like Kobe? He's like,
don't put that on me.
And he goes, I'm going to play my best game tonight. Yeah. Why would you ask?
It was 60 points.
If he was going to put up 60 points, he would not be in China right now.
Right, okay? Exactly.
It's so disrespectful to, like, grief. Oh, all the pressure he was trying to escape.
Yeah. Right.
Just back in one question.
Dude, there's nothing like a nice authoritarian government.
Yeah.
You slide in, play ball.
Yeah.
Government's big brother, you know, they got you. Take care of everything.
Take care of them.
And honestly, you got away from a lot of people that were probably like a super like needing him to, you know, provide and all that shit. And really, you know, his career, probably to him, he probably thought he was going to win a few chips.
Hmm. Yeah.
And there's something maybe to deal with, like, that disappointment and be like, all right, fuck it. I'm just going to go to China, turn new leaf. And he did it, which was cool. It all came full circle.
Yeah.
You know what, though? Those Marbury sneakers would have killed in China, though.
Dude.
They would have
Those were an amazing shoe.
Yeah, they would have killed in China. I remember them.
It's a solid shoe.
But they didn't
leave it out. Do you have the white ones or the black ones?
I never got them. I just saw them around all the time.
Oh, word.
Yeah. I never got them. I always saw them around. I was like, man, these are cheap. But I just wanted Jordans more. I don't know what else to say. That's really good, man. But
no, I mean cheap. That's the difference, right?
Yeah, but I was they were nice shoes.
Yeah, solid shoes, affordable, man.
You got them?
Kmart, yeah.
Kmart, that's where I saw them. Kmart,
solid. So they had Starberry shoes. They had Shaq shoes.
I had Shaqs. I had Shaq.
You had Shaq shoes?
I had Shaq shoes.
I never got a Shaq. Shaq shoes than
really
Stephon Marbury shoes.
No, so Shaq shoes were cool because they were the first basketball shoes to like have big feet sizes as a kid.
Wow.
So like so it's like you could walk into a store ready to spend $1,600 on Jordans, but they're not going to have them in a 13 most likely.
Mm.
So, you know, as I've been 13 like since I was 9.
I'm sorry, you've been a size 13 since you were 9 years old.
Were you the same height?
No.
So your feet stayed the same size?
What? So your feet were like 1.5 your body.
Yeah, okay, it probably sits like 15. I over-exaggerated that. Maybe nine. I was like an 11 or something. But I was definitely wearing adult sizes at 9. I was wearing like adult full on sizes by nine.
I mean, double digits is crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
Double digits, you're like a warlock or something. Like, what is that?
Freaking.
That's some fantastical shit.
Dude, man, I was weird growing up, man. So, but yeah, Shaq's just had those sizes.
Yeah.
And then it was just like, boom, let's get them. And they were cheap too.
Shaq's were solid too, man. The logo was tight.
Yeah, I love the logo. That was unique.
Yeah.
There's no like dunking, like on the rim hanging off.
Yeah, that was dope. That was very dope.
Shout out to Shaq.
Shout out to Shaq, man.
Yeah. He actually sent me a couple pairs of Shaqs.
Oh, yeah. He sent us a box, actually, for the Papaya crew. We're big fans of Shaquille O'Neal.
We love him here.
We love Shaq in the podcast. Yeah. Papaya Shaq, Shaq Nye, Shaq
Nye. Got us all general insurance.
Oh, yeah. Man. Dude. No cost. Yeah, I got to say, some of his brand choices are really probably speaking to a very specific demographic.
They're so random.
What is he? He's doing the general and then Icy Hot.
Right.
Icy Hot kind of makes sense, but when Shaq's showing you insurance, like, you don't use general. You bought your shit cash. Right. It's all cashed out.
Right, Shaq.
Everything's liquid, Shaq.
Yeah. I want to look up every commercial Shaq.
Dude, how many? Can we think of five?
I'm Googling it right now.
I just can't even.
He did Icy Hot, the general. University of Phoenix? No, he just
okay.
He just got a degree.
Let me see.
From University of Phoenix. He's got his restaurant.
Yeah, no, yeah, he's done all that. Yep. So the Icy Patch, he did do Vitamin Water, Burger King, Kraft Foods, Pepsi, Comcast.
Man, that's all of them.
Radio Shack and Taco Bell.
Radio Shack is an obvious one.
Yeah, everybody did Radio Shack.
Yeah, did they spell it like Radio Shack? Because that seems like low hanging fruit there.
I think you should have been born.
Oh my god!
What are the advertisers looking back on this like? Damn it,
dude! Yeah, our biggest demo, of course.
Yeah,
former Radio Shack employees. You guys remember Car Jacks?
They still wear the shirts to the glory days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man.
No, yeah. Apparently, he's made a. Over $300 million over the span of his career doing these commercials.
Wow.
Good for Shaq.
Yeah.
Good for Shaq.
So, man, dude, I just like seeing big, ugly guys win, man. I love seeing just big, ugly dudes win.
Yeah.
You know, like, because you got to find, Shaq is someone who's not meant to be in the mainstream like this. You got to find your way in there.
Yeah, dude. I mean,
how do you feel about small, ugly guys?
Kevin Hart's killing it, man. I mean, I can't.
Kevin Hart's?
Yeah, he's small ugly dude.
He's a pretty, like, attractive guy, though.
No, he's attractive. He's attractive.
He's more attractive. I think, like a...
Cat Williams?
Cat Williams?
Maybe
he's fly.
He's cool, though, right?
Yeah,
he overcomes his ugly
all right,
with
yeah,
vibe.
With the, yeah, with
maybe
the
in a mugshot.
Yeah, okay.
With the vibe. Because I'm trying to think of, like, was there an NBA player that was super ugly? Sure. I mean, no, Allen Iverson was... objectively
right.
attractive man.
Dude, can we be honest? Like, most ball players in the 80s and 90s were pretty ugly dudes.
For sure.
They're not like these guys now.
No.
You know?
Who was that guy, Sam Cassell? Do you remember him?
Sam Cassell. Yeah. That was a real dog. Sam Cassell is a real dog. Ooh. Put that away.
Rough.
It's a no-look pass, Sam.
Yeah, there were a few. Man, there are a few. There are a few in the league. The difference, you know, guys that were like built and stuff like. I mean, they're still built now, but they're like skinnier, more slim
physique
guys.
But Shaq was big, pretty ugly, great personality, amazing ball player,
funny,
charismatic, all those things.
All those things.
But ugly, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, but I'm just impressed.
I mean, yeah. Gotta be.
You know, that's hard to pass.
It's a hard thing to do, to be, you know? To be that.
Because I'm 6'1", 300, and I'm telling you, like, I'll just be staying, like, thank goodness for the face mask, because when I'm not smiling, I look like I just want to kill somebody. By nature, that's how I look.
It's tough now with just the eyes.
Just like, you just think everybody's like, you know, I think like a chick tried to flirt with me. I couldn't tell.
Or she was like, yeah, it's like, are you flirting with me or telling me to leave?
Right.
Yeah. Get out of your space right now. Because it's just this.
I don't know if I'm bothering you.
You just see this. And so.
Right. And that's hard for women because all they got is eye rolls. That takes that away.
No, it enhances that.
You think it enhances
it? It enhances because you can see eyes.
Right. But, you know, if they do it while they're smiling, I know, okay.
Oh, it's right. I see what you're saying.
If they do it when they're not the smiling, eye rolls, it's like,
yes.
Right.
You much know more confusing now.
I could tell what the intention is with the rest of the face.
Yeah.
And without that, you know, you
it's tough.
Tough time to have a girlfriend, guys.
Really tough. Tough time to be set up.
Tough time.
Mm. But a great time to be arranged.
Right.
Oh. What do you mean by that?
You're getting so good, man. You're getting so good at this.
Tethering that together.
Was that a double entendre? Wow.
See, but the beauty is that you guys give it meaning.
Right. I'm just so impressed. I just respect for craftsmanship, Neil.
Listen.
This is what you do.
SEMA.
Right. So let's we're going to break this up.
We got to talk about the Indian matchmaking show on Netflix.
Right. Neil tells me to watch this show.
I tell Alan and Jonas. I send in the group chat. We have a group chat.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Logistics.
Right.
But an occasional offering.
Right. Sometimes if Alan changes the prices of his woos, he lets us know before. He's like, hey, so as you know, it's going up a couple grand today. He lets us know in the group chat.
My throat hurts a little. It's going to be an extra market price of dollars. Yeah, it's like fish.
Right.
Tilapia price. So, woo price.
Right. So
we were talking Indian matchmakers. You guys watched the show.
Yes.
We all love it. I think overall, an amazing show. Right. Let's talk about the specific characters, because I think this is where, for me, it was crazy to see such a diverse representation of Indians.
Amazing. I think it's as diverse as it gets.
Yeah. And it wasn't like a white writer crafting an idea of like who an Indian was.
Right.
It was like actual, just people, slice of life people, which was dope. Right. I think the producer said they were making it for South Asians and it was made by South Asians. Like, wow. It's great. Right, so I think we should start with the characters that we like the most.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my first pick is Nadia.
Look at that.
Yeah.
I mean,
super pretty Guyanese.
Guyanese.
I'm not gonna lie. When they first introduced her, because they introduced her so early, I looked at her immediately and I was like, okay, I don't think you're Indian. Like, you know, I didn't know her services expanded outside of her country.
Right.
And I was like, all right, that's nice. You know, she's one of the.
She's from Guyana.
Yeah. And I was just like, and she was funny. She was actually pretty funny.
She was great.
Yeah. You know?
Great personality, beautiful person. Yeah.
I just didn't know. It was interesting to learn when she was going through the process of that. She's like, this could be a potential issue because of these cultural differences. Yeah. That was interesting to learn. I didn't know there was a division in between.
Regional division. Oh, you're from here, so... That means you're a certain, you're less than or greater than.
Right.
So crazy.
Yeah.
And that becomes an issue because these marriages involve the families kind of intermingling so much that's like a thing.
That's how that shit is, though. Yeah. It's like, because there's a lot of colorism, too.
Yeah.
In, you know, this whole process. And it's like,
there's some darkness behind this. It's not just all like, you know, roses and.
For sure. There's a little bit of
partying going on here. This is.
There's a little bit of that. So Nadia. She gets stood up by this dude, Vinny, mm-hmm. who's
obviously gay. Dude, this guy, so gay. This dude, he came in and I was like, dude, this guy, no. This is, you know, this was a guy she used as a filler to buy herself some more time. I think she did this.
You think the producers just sent him out?
Dude.
Like,
I was like, no, there's no way. Like everything just fits so right.
What about him was gay to you?
Dude, everything. First of all.
Now as you say it, I kind of get it.
Right.
There was another character that was gay, but we can get to him later. We can get to him later. The dude in the jewelry guy.
Oh, you thought the jewelry
The creative.
Guy. Yeah.
I thought he was gay for sure. He lives in India.
The guy that didn't want to settle down with anybody. He was like,
he didn't want.
Oh, was that the guy who thought he was crushing puss driving that Volvo?
This is how I get it out.
He was getting his Volvo like valet parked. I was like, all right, buddy, calm down, dog.
Dude is loaded.
Dude, I mean, I liked his. I liked his closet.
You do. He great. Seems like a great guy.
Nice little closet.
I think he might be gay.
I think it was real.
Yeah,
I think it was.
I don't know. I got that vibe off him. Vinny, I didn't so much get that
from. Vinny, I got that straight up, bro. It was that bomber jacket, the hair, dude, and like the way he was. And the match was just it was just too perfect. I was just like, I don't know, this is way too quick, too fast, you know.
Right. You could tell they wanted her over like a four episode arc.
I think, and why would a matchmaker not do this? Hey, I just need a little bit more time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take this dude right now. You're going to find out he's gay in 6 months, but I got you. And then like the next the dude she matched him with,
right.
She matched her with.
Right.
Was perfect.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Do you think Vinny was like, oh, you're Guyanese? I thought you said Gayanese.
I was just like, I don't know. I dug it. I dug it.
Yeah.
Maybe if it got to the point, because there's a guy who reads faces.
Yeah.
If they got if they went further and the guy who reads faces looks at him and is like, oh, yeah, this is no go.
Right.
Gay guy.
You know, Don, okay, so let's go back to that dude crushing puss in the fall, though. Because I had a
Wait. Let's go back to Nadia. Let's finish Nadia. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll talk about that dude next because I want to find his name.
Okay.
Look at it. So Nadia meets this guy, Shekar.
Google dude crushing puss in Barbara. Indian dude crushing.
Please just Google that to see what comes up. I'm just very curious to see what comes up on Google.
It's a guy.
See what Silicon Valley.
Guy pressing down on a cat or something.
Oh my god, he's gonna be Armani jeans for sure. We're getting some Armani jeans. Shekar, dude, this guy, he's a lawyer, loves everything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
he's the exact same personality as Nadia. It's a beautiful story.
Yeah.
A lot of porn came just a lot of porn, just a lot of porn. Black guy eating Indian women.
It is a lot of porn, dude.
So much.
Wow.
Looks great though, very quality stuff.
Wow.
I'm going to click on that link.
But she only meets Shekar because she gets stood up twice by Vinny.
She gets stood up by Vinny. Yeah. Yes, Vinny's a dude. She meets Shekar. Shekar seems, honestly, bro, if I was sober.
if you were sober?
Yeah, I think I'd be Shekar.
Oh, really?
I think I'd be a Shekar.
Dude, actually, you do look like him.
The look is there.
Which is not even called you.
Which is why you call me?
One of the reasons I called you. Actually, that is.
Shekar looks exactly like me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I look like Shekar.
Yeah.
Shekar. Neil.
But didn't that seem like too like perfect of the package though? Oh, he owns like his two law offices in Chicago.
There's no way you can love law and have two practices and not be fucking somebody over.
No.
Is there any type of law to practice that's like genuinely like helps people?
So I know how this is all going to play out. I can tell you right now.
Oh, that was you.
So, Nadia and Shekar, they're gonna be very happy.
Okay.
For about, you know, and I think they'll even go as far as get married. Huh. I think the marriage will last about 10 years. Right around the 8th year, she's going to find out, okay, this guy's trafficking money for the cartel through Chicago.
Wow. Yep. It's going to be some shit like that.
And she's going to try and turn a blind eye to it. She's going to be like, you know what? You know, this is affording my house.
Husband. Yes.
You know, her mom is in the house. She doesn't want her mom to know. You understand? And she's just gonna turn a blind eye to it.
Wow.
But eventually the mom is gonna find out too. Right? And then like the mom is gonna go to the daughter and be like, hey, he's paying all her bills right now. Like you know, you shut up and do what he says.
Wow.
Right? I just see how this whole thing is gonna go.
Yeah.
Wow.
9th year, something's gonna backfire. Another pandemic, something's gonna happen.
One kid on the way.
Something's gonna happen.
Yeah. No, all those things, and she's got a kid on the way.
Right.
Ooh, that's bad. A little bit.
That's bad.
Right.
That's
now
bad.
She's stuck in it. Like, this kid, I mean, this father, my child.
Right.
Wow.
And he is smuggling in Molly from Canada.
Right.
And selling to the indie rap scene in Chicago.
Well,
we have a show here on our hands, guys.
Well, I tell you right now, Canada is they're way too nice to move work through Chicago. That's definitely cartel. That belongs to the cartel.
You're thinking Middle America, South America, Latin
that's
America.
That's cartel money for sure.
Okay,
but something's gonna happen. He's gonna lose some of it. Uh-huh. You know, some money. Something's gonna go missing, and then now their lives are gonna be in danger.
Whoa.
And then right around the 10th year, you know. Someone's gonna, like, you know, they're not gonna kill her. The cartel's not gonna kill her, but they want to like shake her up a little bit, and they do that. She takes the kid and her mom leaves him.
Wow.
And he's just stuck there.
She takes the kid and her mom, and Shekar is stuck to deal with the mafia.
She just leaves.
She leaves.
You know, Indian women scare very easily. Just leave.
She's Guyanese.
You know, West Indian though.
West Indian.
You understand?
Yeah, I honestly.
Is that a difference?
I don't know.
You don't count that?
I don't know if it's the same. I don't even think they would identify as.
Every Guyanese person I met, like, they rep that Indian side, like.
Because weren't they saying in the show it was like?
Because the cuisine is
slave
cuisine?
Trade. There were like slaves taken from India to those islands, or vice versa, and that's why there's a mix there. Or I don't know, something to look up.
No, I didn't. I know. I like how we're like guessing stuff. His laptop is right there.
Yeah, I know. But I think she leaves right with the kid and her mom, and then the mafia still pursues her. So you have like this like road. She's like trying to get away. She's like on the road.
Right.
And the mafia's chasing her. And it's maybe it's just like one guy in the mafia, you know? And it's Vinny.
Whoa.
And it's Vinny.
Right.
Vinny is, got hired by the mafia
right.
to chase Nadia and kill her.
He's the most infamous gay hitman that they've ever had. Right.
But here's the thing, though.
Seduces him and then kills him right there.
I don't think they would chase him. I think they would just like know where they are and just use it as blackmail. Like, hey, we know where your family is. They're just going to use it as blackmail. We know they're trying to run away. And then they force him to move to the Ozarks.
Whoa.
And then Jason Bateman is waiting.
He's waiting in a boat
Shekar,
at the river.
Huh? You're Shekar? Jason Bateman's always got this like, huh. Shekar? Is it?
Huh. His wife has turned legitimately crazy now. In the show.
Oh, we really need to use these laptops.
My fault, Jason. He invited me over to dinner last week.
Sorry, Amanda.
She's crazy.
Crazy.
She makes crazy good fajitas.
She's just so quick to murder people now. It's great.
Yeah, it's just you get a taste of that blood, man. Dude. You gotta go in for it.
She has like those dead crystal blue eyes, she's like, nobody will ever get in the way of the chandelier.
You know who she kind of reminds me of? That Killer Instinct, Aparna.
Ooh.
Who I am actually. Oh, we were ranking from most like to not like.
Yeah.
She's like towards my not like end.
Really?
She's got to be. Oh, she's not the top at not like?
She's not the top not like for me.
She's at the top for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we can just talk about Aparna.
For sure. Not for
whatever,
fuck
the ranking thing. I don't know why.
Right. But we do have to warn the listeners. There are some spoiler alerts here.
Of course. Spoilers every time you tune into Papaya 9. We're spoiling everything.
You want to have him put a disclaimer up before?
If you are coming here for your opinion on the show or like, oh, should I check this out? You're in this. I don't know what to say to you. You need to reevaluate where you're at.
They read the disclaimer before. They heard
know the
disclaimer.
Yeah, we do it in the copyright law.
Yeah, they know it.
Anyway, a lot of spoilers.
So what was it about Aparna you just weren't rocking with?
So she had that classic, like, when we're talking about, like, the white idea of a brown, like, an Indian person is, like, super high achieving, super driven, super, like, overly attached mother. To a point where it's like, holy shit, you gotta cool it. Like, you may have really created like a void in a person. But she's like trying to go on dates and she gets set up with a bunch of brown comedians. You remember that? There's like
a bunch of
on the resume, it's like has his own podcast. Yeah. Did improv for 9 years in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I saw sketch in one of them. Like someone was in the doctor who did sketch. I was like, I don't know. I want to see it, but I doubt this guy's going to be
there. Yeah, they put the link in the resume. It's like, I got to click.
She did make a valid point about like a reason she didn't like a guy, and it was like, and it had me thinking. I'm like, are all chicks annoyed with this?
No,
but she.
I think she's like so practical.
No, she made a solid point though. I will give her that because she was talking about like a date that she went on, and she was just like, the guy's just so conversation. This was Shekar. She went on a date with Shekar.
That's right.
And Shekar was a dude like huge. He just had a conversation with the bartender, and she was just like, "No, like you're with me." And I'm just like, I do that all the time
because you want to seem like you're a nice person to other people,
right? No, I just really be talking to people, like you know, like you work here. I know your day's not going well, so tell me what's. I want to know, you know. So I could see that pissing a chick off. So I really want to know if like all chicks feel like that's a pet peeve when they're out on a date, you know. I'm single. I don't know.
I'm single too. I don't know.
Right.
Ellen?
Well, I took it as I don't like Aparna, so any of her opinions, I'm not going to trust. So if she doesn't like that,
that's
okay.
Right.
That's how it is. Okay.
That's the thing. I just don't like her vibe.
Yeah.
She's just hella like closed off to anything that didn't meet her standards.
Yeah.
It's
she,
like,
she wasn't that interesting, but also she had a bad attitude. So at
you're
least,
a lawyer.
Yeah. Right.
You're a lawyer.
Yeah. This,
you're a lawyer.
And she did
that's
this,
not so amazing.
She did this thing that I didn't like, that she anything someone else's like a passion or opinion she said was weird. So she's she's like, oh, I'd love to go to the beach, spend 10 days, you know, relaxing. She's like, oh, you like that? That's weird. What's weird about relaxing?
Yeah. What's your idea? Yeah, the guy goes, literally, the guy goes, what's your idea of relaxing? She goes, what? What would you be doing for 10 days relaxing?
Right.
Red flag.
Guy was like, I could be at the beach. Every guy could be at the beach for 10 days doing
nothing.
Of course.
Nothing. Yeah.
I could just spend 10 days
doing nothing.
I think
there are a lot of
women
that could be at the beach for 10 days. Yeah. I think she's a very particular type A personality.
Right.
But then this is the interesting thing with Aparna, because she gets her face read by the homie, face reader, who, honestly, man, we got to get him on the podcast.
Right.
I want this face reader on the podcast.
I don't believe it's real.
I want him to read all of our faces.
Yeah. I don't believe it's real.
Anyway, we'll talk about it after with the budget and everything. but he gives her a tangible thing. He's like, every day chant this mantra for Shiva, Lord Shiva. And so, I mean, that's the only reason I think maybe she could have changed. Because like after that, when we next see Aparna, she's like this, I love the sun. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just open and like all this, which is great. But it felt, when we were talking about it earlier, like it felt a little staged. Mm-hmm. It's like, how did you change that much?
Right.
You know? Is God that powerful?
Well, here's the
Jonathan
thing.
Jonathan Isaac would say yes.
I think
16.16 minutes, yeah.
That's that line.
I think so. I think there could be a change, or they realize, you know, there's no refunds here. So
we don't make change.
Right. You know, so you get with the program, or you know, like she's not, you know, so but I don't know. I just like how determined she was. She just kept going for it. But I like watching her personality with other like that date between her and Shakar was just so fascinating. Like it's like, okay, they're both lawyers, but like completely different outlooks on what they do.
Right.
Paula, she's like, I hate this. Right. And he was like, what? I am happy. Like I love and she was like,
I love law.
Right.
And justice.
It was just like, yeah, this guy, I'm happy it didn't work out. Because at first he was just like, oh, she was great. I'm like, oh, she's going to ruin him.
Right.
You know.
Right. Maybe a partner knew, though.
Yeah.
Shakar's with the cartel. I mean, look, Shakartel. Oh. It's all there.
It's right there.
Right. But she, I think the end of Aparna's story. This was the thing I didn't like about the show.
Yeah.
It was the most poorly structured TV show. As far as like people they introduced,
right?
Because I don't know how Aparna ended. It was just open ended, right?
No. She did. She found a dude she was talking to. The dude she went on the goat yoga with.
Oh, yo.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't. Also,
yo, right?
They the show goat. That, but they don't follow up. Like at the end, they don't say like, "Oh, these guys are still going strong."
They're
going
to get engaged.
There's no follow up.
No
like,
follow up.
Just like with Nadia.
Same with Nadia. No follow up.
No follow up. Right. Shakar could have killed her.
which does happen.
You have no idea.
Yeah, but you know, guys, again, let's not forget here, no refunds or exchanges. So there's no reason to even follow up with this. You know, there's nothing that can be done. You
what
know?
Mean? Nothing can be done.
So I think the process was if she went with the person and it didn't work out, they'd have to pay another fee. Is there another if she goes with this guy and tells her yes, this is the guy I want to go through with.
I think Seema, the main arranger, I think she works like city workers.
Right.
They get paid for the job.
Right.
I don't think she gets paid like per hour per match.
Right. So this is very important because we talked about this a little bit and you told me this was a whole industry in India.
Yeah.
It's not just her. I thought it was just her doing the whole thing.
No,
like the whole country.
Dude.
I'm so ignorant. Yeah. I was like, man, she's doing all those people. Like, she really is.
All of India?
Yeah.
Well, the camera just pans out. You see the drone cameras. I'm like, damn, she's doing all that. But, like, if you're telling me this is a whole business, multiple people do this.
Dude, it's a big, big business. I mean, wedding industry's big here, too, I feel like. But, yeah, dude, in India.
Wedding planners, not
the,
matchmakers.
Well, just like the meaning of an arranged marriage, it's so deeply embedded in that culture that it's like really, really every person in the country does this thing. There's these things called, they have love marriages, but the arranged marriage, that's like a very traditional custom. And I think it's kind of, it's dope in a sense that like you're not worried about like chemistry. Right. You're just like, are we good partners? Are we compatible?
Right, right, right.
You know?
So let me ask you this.
That's the argument for it, yeah.
So how come like you haven't? Like,
listen.
Yeah, I mean, have you been offered to be set up by a matchmaker, an Indian matchmaker?
Look, I'm going home in, you know, in about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm going to be making some calls to SEMA.
Yeah.
Some calls.
because I'm watching it and I'm like, yeah, I'm like, you fit all the demographics. Honestly, I would go in if I could, if she was accepting black guys, you know?
For sure, man. But hey, I can't. And you know what? I'm sorry. You it's know, not going to happen.
You know, I respect boundaries. This isn't for me. You know, this is, but I can watch from the outside. And
that's
observe.
Real.
And I'm going to come to the wedding. All 7 days. Hell I'm going to stay yeah, all bro. 7 days.
You guys are both invited.
Yeah. So.
Oh, man.
You know, it's cool.
Me and Nadia.
Me and Nadia. Shaker's out of the picture.
Yeah, yeah. Shaker's gone. You caught the cutting the cake. Right? And then I see there's blood on the knife. I pull it out. And it's just Vinny. He's like in the cake, but he's like dead. Like, okay. Yeah. Oh wow. Okay.
Is that Jerry?
Cherry.
It's a cherry red filling.
Oh my
dude,
god,
dude, I loved it, man.
I would love to get set up, bro. I'm be honest, I'm down. Like, but this shit is, this is the thing I don't get with people. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't believe this is a part of your culture because of this sort of cake, blah blah. Motherfuckers have 20 dating apps yeah. on their phones. Yeah, so you can trust a robot,
right?
More than like a person that's like been doing this for super long and
right.
has a bunch of successful matches.
I mean, and what are the odds of a successful marriage here?
Right.
50%.
50%. Honestly, it's like Shaq's free throws. Shout out to Shaq one yeah, time, man.
I think his were lower.
Dude, if Shaq does a commercial for arranged marriages, oh, if Shaq becomes a... Oh, Shaq becomes a SEMA?
Right.
Oh, my God, dude. I know what it's like to put together a winning team. Shaq's arranged marriage.
Nah, so let's
want me
say
to throw you the lob.
Get it?
Excited.
It just look. It just, the whole process just seems so stressful. But if you think about it, if there's anyone who would know someone that would be a good match, I guess it would be your parents.
Yeah.
You know who's like who've literally like you know she's like 25 your whole life. I guess they would know like hey, mm-hmm. you know it makes sense. But I don't know if It just seemed so stressful. There was this one scene where there was this girl and like some of the chicks, like they seemed like just a little bit desperate at the dates.
Uh-huh.
All of them. Seemed, there was like a hint of desperation.
It's yeah.
And
because the rest of their lives are solid.
Right. But I think it was the process that like one chick, she like almost like was cracking. She was just like, yeah, well, you know, I met all your family 3 times before this date. And I was just like, what?
Yo, right, right. Vyasar, right? His the first girl that he met with.
Was it her? Was it the cute chick who was also an artist?
No, that was Ankita.
Okay, I was rooting for Vyasa. Was that the big dude?
Yeah, like, yeah.
The Indian teddy bear?
Yeah.
Dude,
that's a great
I love
nickname.
That guy.
Yeah, and the Seth Rogen vibe.
I love them so much.
He was so dope.
I was rooting for him. I haven't finished that episode yet.
They'd leave it off with him. He like...
Yeah, they don't follow
they,
up.
It's open-ended. Yeah. I want to know what happens to Vyasa.
So wait, it ends on that FaceTime call?
No.
You still have like 2 more.
He meets someone else, and then you just never follow up. With right. What happens?
It's like a good match to go on a date, but then you never hear.
Right.
He was so positive, but it was kind of interesting because he was so. Man. After they interviewed him for the first person he meets, he was so positive. He's like, "This is great. There's a connection here. This is amazing.
Yeah.
It doesn't work out at the end. Right. He meets somebody else. This is amazing. This is so great. He has a very
yeah."
You know,
yeah,
positive outlook.
But I could tell you know what I think was killing him?
Mm.
He looks like a dad, and he's not even a dad. Like, he looks committed already. Just the way, like, yeah. he dressed. I was like, dude, like, you look taken.
I was surprised to learn he was born in 1990.
Yeah, he was born in 90?
He wasn't born in 90.
He was born in 90.
Because the first chick was 7 years older.
So, yeah, she was...
Oh, yeah, she was 83.
83. So she'd be, like, 38. Yeah.
I just liked him. I liked him so. I was rooting for him, man.
Dude, he.
Me and him would be great friends.
He had a really cool. He had a really cool story.
Yeah.
Too, and I'm glad he shared all that shit about his dad.
Yeah.
It's very humanizing, and he to me seemed like the most representative of like my experience with being from the Midwest mm-hmm. and being Indian, of just like you have to code switch all the time and shit. You're like mm-hmm. talking to your homies one way, and then you have to talk to your mom in like a certain way so that she understands it.
Right.
That was really cool to show that, and it wasn't like heavy-handed or anything. It was just like, yo, this is real.
Right.
This is real shit.
What did he say? Did he say that he's dated nothing but white chicks up to that point?
Which I very much understand.
That's how you connected with him. Right.
Yeah. Vyasar, I think he's also... I think he's going to... I'm rooting for Vyasar.
I'm rooting for him.
He's Indian, by the way, yeah. Jonas. In case you forgot.
Honestly, at first glance, like he does look a little Pakistani. Like I can see Pakistani a little bit.
Yeah.
At first glance, I was like, oh, okay, I can see Pakistani. You know.
I mean, I'm not. My eye's not that sharp. So. Oh. Good for you.
No. I got that.
Yeah.
You know, I just like how he was staring at the girl the whole time. Yeah. Like he has like
very pouty kind of like he actually reminds me of a homie from back home.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit same energy. Yeah. But
let's get him on here.
Good dude, man.
Yeah. It was interesting how his interests were like magic cards.
Yeah, Dungeons and Dragons.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Dude, he lost her immediately when he said that. Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah. She's like, I don't think I would find that fun.
Dude, yeah, that first girl was super blunt with him.
Yeah, super. Yeah. She wasn't into it.
She was not into it, but like really wanted to tell him why. I think it was very like, right. Do you understand why this wouldn't be a good match?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, 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 I get it. I get it. How are we having a marriage argument?
Yeah.
And we're not even going to be married.
Well, it's funny that he goes through a breakup and immediately starts painting his like Gundam toy.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He goes back to it. Right. Like, it was like, no big deal.
G-Force can't hurt me.
He's like, I just have to wait until I find the perfect one, and then we'll see. And I'm like, all right, okay. Put the toy down.
Yeah.
I'm gonna reach out this. Put the fucking toy down.
He's sobbing.
Down. What's the matter with you?
Oh my god, dude.
Dude, yeah, lots of pressure to meet the family up top too, man.
Oh yeah, first meeting.
But it's also just like, get out of the way, son. Like, just get out of the way.
Yeah.
Just meet him right away. What's the build up for? Yeah. You know? Because if that's not working, it's not going to work in the long run.
Right.
That, if that's not a match, it's not. I mean, you could make it work, but it's
But I was just
hard.
Like surprised at like just how much influence the parents had in these decisions. You know? Like an American matchmaker would never be speaking to anybody's parents.
Yeah, the parents are wild.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's truly unique.
Yeah, no, I mean, they're very particular. They're just like, this guy is a loser.
What kind
of yeah, the mom calls one of them a loser.
Yeah, it was always loser.
The dude from San Diego.
So, yeah, yeah. Well, oh god, it was such a bar.
It was Aparna's mom.
Yeah.
It was Aparna's mom. Yeah. He goes, oh man. Oh god. Always losing.
She whispered it so like
yeah, and it was like, fucking oh my god, dude. Aparna.
It was this dude from San Diego. And he was successful, but he gave her like this backstory that made her like just back out. He was just like, yeah, you know, I've been living in my mom's house this whole time, but I've been investing in my business and I've just finally been able to work myself out of my mom's house. And she was just like, I don't think I could be with a guy, you know, he just moved out of his mom's house. In her defense, he's grown.
Right.
But in her defense.
He was like older than her. She didn't like that.
Right. Do you guys think your parents would set you up with good people? This isn't for you, Alan. This isn't for you. Stop letting me dig you in holes, Alan.
You did do it in a plural. You said you guys.
Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, listen.
Yeah, let's take the cultural thing out of it.
Okay.
Would you get an arranged marriage?
Right, because in my head, we're all single here.
Okay.
In my head, we're all single.
For this mm-hmm.
particular question.
Yeah. This hypothetical.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Single.
Right.
I 1,000% would.
Right, because I can't afford to cause no more arguments in relationships. So, what is would you trust your parents to set y'all up with good people?
I think so. I would do it, dude. I mean, it just seems like it takes a lot of the bullshit out.
Yeah,
get it out of the way. But you know, maybe that's because I feel like that kind of like I'm young,
right.
meeting people, and you know, I just haven't had that experience at all.
Right.
So it's like, yo, if you find a person that's compatible, who knows you better than your parents?
Right. Alan, you, I don't know. You, there's a little hesitation.
Nah,
there.
I wouldn't. At
you
all.
Wouldn't?
No, no, no.
Damn.
I would like the person my mom chose.
Okay. Mm. Okay. This sounds like this came from experience. Was this experience?
No, but I just knowing.
Okay.
Knowing your mom, you think she would pick something that would maybe be more like what she would think would be good for you, rather than like what you actually know is good for you.
Yeah.
See,
but you meet the person. That's the thing. It's like it's just a setup.
Yeah, that's true.
You meet him and then you're like, all right, no.
I know, but it isn't that. This is like you're meeting him with the like
with the intention. Of, yeah.
Right. We're not dating for like years here to figure. Yeah. You know. Like,
right.
You're coming in this to get married up top. And I like that. That part I liked.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, do you see a future in this?
Right.
At least it eliminates any real games. Right. So it's like, if you guys are both have the same goal, it makes things smoother.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I think there was one where, like, up top, like, they were talking about if they wanted kids at their weddings, if they wanted, you know, if they wanted kids. Like, on the first date. I'm like, yo, these people are saving themselves like 8 months.
Yeah.
You know, off the top, you know.
It's just stuff you gotta, it's
that's
really
great.
Fascinating.
I like that.
It's really fascinating. Would you get one?
Hmm?
Would you get arranged?
I don't know. So here's the thing about my parents. I my concern is like, they wouldn't give me someone I want. They would give me someone I need. You understand?
Mm. Right.
That's horrible. Are you kidding? Kito, what? My mom would give me someone like financially responsible. Dog, get out of here, dog.
No.
That's for sure what they would do.
Yeah, I want someone who's breaking quarantine.
Yeah,
bro.
Come on, dog. Yeah, she give me someone responsible, like who wants a family. They want me out of comedy. So
bad. you. Well, yeah, I can see why. But you want more independence. You're just not at that point in your life. Which, realistically, I'm not there too. But like hypothetically, I would do it.
I know, but there's a part of me that does feel like, all right, I'm 29. I'm about to be 30. You know, like this, you know, I'm not like 22 anymore.
Dude, that seed's not getting any fresher.
Right. You know what I'm saying? You know, so I don't know. I just, there's also that part of me that's like, come on, Jonas. Mm. You're about to be 30.
Interesting.
Yeah. You know? So,
well, I think we've gone maybe 30 minutes too long. I'm wondering now because I looked at the time when we started and I'm like, it's been a full hour.
That's a clip.
That's the clip.
Yeah. That's the
problem. Yeah, I mean, we could talk about this more. I think we could talk about this for hours, honestly. Yeah.
Neil is like, do you want to just get up and walk away?
Do you want to just walk? We're still talking about it and it slowly just fades to black.
Yeah.
No explanation.
Right.
I like that. I'm okay with that.
Final thoughts on it?
Final thoughts on any matchmaking?
Yeah, I know, but that would be like another 15 more minutes.
No, final. Final.
I don't know.
Last thoughts.
I don't have final thoughts.
You've seen so far, because you haven't even finished.
I haven't finished it.
Oh, you haven't finished it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be a good person to be arranged.
You don't think so?
Just based off of that interaction right there. just based off of that small little thing
would be that guy. I've been setting him up, but he said no to everybody.
Right.
I'm just in my bed like, I don't know, guys.
Do you think you would be more of a, because there's guys on there who are like super picky.
Yeah.
That they'll meet with a ton of girls.
Yes,
and other people. Yeah,
that's like my cousin, bro.
Really?
Yeah. I see very much a lot of my cousin in that. Akshay, yeah, he sees like 100 women, says no to all of them.
Doesn't settle. Or would you be like, because there's the big guy we're talking about? He seems like enthusiastic about every day.
Mm.
Right, but you know that was she broke up with him because his income. It was just like, oh yeah, fortunately his income was too low, so she didn't.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's right.
He's
a teacher.
I mean, he's a teacher. He's not. I would say teacher, comedian. Like, salarize fucked for a while.
Though. That was the thing.
He had a nice crib.
It was a house.
He's in Austin. He's got friends.
He was stable.
It's a good person to build a life with.
Yeah. Stable. That was his house, right?
How do you not want, like, an optimist as your partner?
I don't know. Well, I don't know. I just don't know what she did.
Hmm. Yeah.
So, no. I mean, we'll continue this.
We can.
But you did say you wanted to finish up your take on extraction, Alan.
Yeah, we could get into that.
Yeah. I mean, we could tap into that. But one thing with the Indian matchmaking.
Yeah.
I thought the best part to me was Akshay's mom.
Oh yeah.
I believe her name was Nima. Scratch that. I don't think it was Nima. But she was so, so intense about my son needs to be married by the age of 25 on this month, on this day.
Right.
Which is like such a real reality.
Right.
And she has, my favorite moment is she's in the kitchen and she has this blood pressure machine.
I haven't seen this yet.
Oh, it's no, so say, hilarious. No, it's so it. Hilarious. She has the blood pressure on and Akshay's sitting there and she goes, look at my BP. BP high. You're making my BP high. And that type of guilt, that Indian guilt, oh, love it. Because you know there's no producer in the world that can make that shit up.
I'm dying and you're responsible.
It's so, yes. Son, you are literally killing me.
Yeah. You're the responsibility.
Dude, Indian parents love to lord that guilt. That's dude, such
that's a cultural thing, I think. My parents very the much. Same thing, too.
Oh, you really?
Know? They'll straight up be like, Jonas, if you kill your mom, like, I would make a mistake.
If you kill your mom?
Yeah, like, my dad was always like this. My dad was always, if you kill your mom, like, I'm leaving. I'm not saying. It was vice versa, too. My mom was like that with my dad.
I like, remember, dude, my mom would, like, when I was getting older, I was going through puberty, and being, like, objectively shitty, she would, like, look at pictures of me when I was a child. And just sob, be like, where's this boy? What happened to this boy? Now there's some freak ghoul with me. So funny, man. They love to just lording that guilt.
Do you think she'll be a little jelly when you get... She will be a little jelly when you get married. Who? Her only boy.
Who, my mom?
Yeah.
I don't think she'll get jealous. I think she'll be happy.
A little jelly? You're not hers anymore?
I don't think she'll get jealous.
Okay.
It's not, I don't think so.
No, oh, she's ready. She's ready to get rid of you, huh?
I don't know. We got, like I said, man, I go home in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy.
Mm. Will you report back?
I will report
he's
back
gonna have
with a wife.
He's going to be matched already. he's got a new co-host.
Yeah. I'm going to be the co-host of the show.
Right.
Dude, my mom's name is Seema. Like, legit.
I mean, all of those names are pretty common Indian names, aren't they?
Probably.
I've heard all of those names before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Except the one with the V.
Vyasar. That was the one I...
That was
Vyasar?
A nice name, though.
Hmm. Yeah. It's crazy, crazy dope name.
My guy.
All love to Vyasar. Yeah, man. And then what else? I'm excited to see the next thing.
Yeah.
Excited to see the next installment of it.
Yeah.
I wonder if they shot it like pre-corona. And they're like, oh man, we got season one on the decks, man. It's gonna be so great. And then corona happened and they're like, shit, we gotta do this on Zoom.
I'm gonna be honest, they probably shot it during corona. Indians don't care, dog. No. Indians don't Stop care, dog.
They did not shoot Indians Indian matchmaking
care,
during
they don't
corona.
Care, bro. I be up in shell, they don't care, dog. Now, they that whole thing was probably shot illegally, dog. They don't care. They got an amazing work ethic. Ain't nothing shutting it down, dog. They probably do. They show you the parts when the police came and told them to shut it down.
Let's get that herd immunity.
There was a scene in like where they were in Mumbai, like having a date, and they were like the only people like eating. Like it was outside, like the whole street was empty. I'm just like, all right, come on.
Oh, shit. Like, no, but you know, a show will.
It's a great show regardless.
They'll pay money to get the restaurant empty.
It's a great show regardless.
Did they shoot Indian matchmaking during corona?
I'm not saying that they did. I'm saying that they would if it came to it.
Oh, my
They're
God.
They're probably shooting the next season right now.
Seema's like, we're really excited for this next season of the show.
She goes to the face reader and he tells her she has COVID.
He was looking. Oh. Oh no.
He puts a face mask on. I can't, dog. We're running too late, dog. We're running way too late. This ended ages ago.
Oh man. That's hilarious, bro. Oh my God. Alan, you got one?
No, I'm spent.
Fuck yeah. All right. Thank you for watching. Bye and Nine. Please rate, subscribe. All this stuff. We love you very much. Thank you. Bye.
Nine Bar News
with Neil and Jonas.